Good morning, friends. This is Joel Martin with you for the Everlasting Word. Now, today we're going to be in the book of Acts, chapter 13, and we're going to look at God's call on Barnabas and Saul to go into the missionary field. Now, you know, this call for Saul and Barnabas was very specific. God, the Holy Spirit said, "Separate me now, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." So now, whatever field of ministry that we're in, pastoring, teaching, we need to ensure and make sure that we have been called of God to be in that field of ministry, because it's of the utmost importance that whoever God calls, He will also prepare. So we need to make sure that we've been prepared of God, called of God, to be able to minister in the specific field that God has called us to minister in. Now, it says in Acts 13, it says, "Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. And as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, 'Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them.'" Now, we don't specifically know how the Holy Ghost said this, but we do know that God in the person of the Holy Ghost was very clear that the time had come that the church of Antioch was to send out Barnabas and Saul as missionaries. It was time that no longer did Barnabas and Saul blend in with the other teachers and prophets that was at the church at Antioch. It was time for Barnabas and Saul to separate themselves and go on the mission trips that were led by the Holy Ghost. Now, you might think to yourself, well, how do we know that we're called? We know that we're called because it's a work of the Holy Spirit that's in us. Now, we got to understand that Philippians 2:12 teaches us to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. Now, that does not mean that we work to be saved. What that means is after we're saved, with fear and trembling, we are to seek God for what our calling, for what God's calling on our life is. God never saved anybody for them to just sit on the sideline. We have a specific spiritual gift, and with fear and trembling, we are to seek God to find what our spiritual gifts are and let Him, by the Holy Ghost, lead us into the field of ministry that He would have us to go. Now, but people really want to kind of just blend into the congregation. They don't want to be seen. They don't want to be separated out. But friends, if we're really going to walk in His paths of righteousness for His name's sake, we need to be separated out for what God has called us to do, whether it's pastor, whether it's be an evangelist, whether it's teach, whether it's sing, whatever it might be. We need to, with fear and trembling, seek God and find what that calling on our life is. And it's so important to be called of the Holy Ghost, because God will prepare you. He will prepare you. Why do you think that Saul was in Tarsus for as long as he was? He was there because God was preparing him for that call of being a missionary. He was called to be a missionary to the Gentiles, and that was the preparation. And when the time came, and it was well known by the teachers and prophets that was at Antioch, that it was time for them to be separated, for Saul and Barnabas to go out into the missionary field. Now, another very important reason why it is so important to be called Those that are called are led of the Holy Ghost. And it says in verse 3, it says, and when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. In other words, they had an ordination service, if you will, for the official calling of Saul and Barnabas as missionaries. And it says in verse 4, so they being sent forth by the Holy Ghost departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. Now, it's very easy just to read that verse very casually and miss the fact that it says, so they being sent by the Holy Ghost. So they were allowing the Holy Ghost to lead them, and they were just following the leadership of the Holy Ghost of where to go, who to minister to, where to preach, who to witness to, and all that. So that's why it is another reason why it's so important to be called by the Holy Spirit, to let the Holy Spirit lead you and guide you in His paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Now, we go on, and it says, and they, when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews, and they had also John to their minister, this John being John Mark, the writer of the Gospel of Mark. And it says, and when they had gone through the isle unto Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew whose name was Bar-Jesus, which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man, who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. Now, yet another reason why it is so important to be called of God, because you will encounter opposition, and that opposition of Satan that you cannot handle in your own power, in your own strength. It must be by the power of the Holy Ghost that you can withstand the opposition that Satan throws at you, the anxiety, the fear, the doubt, all these things that he just wants to be like a tsunami wave coming upon you and completely overwhelming you. It's only through the preparation of the Holy Spirit and the calling of the Holy Spirit that you can withstand those things. Now, it says in verse 8, it says, but Elymas the sorcerer, for so it is his name by interpretation, withstood them. Withstood who? Elymas was withstanding Saul and Barnabas, because Saul and Barnabas was witnessing and preaching to Sergius, the deputy of the country. They were preaching to him. They were sharing the gospel with him. They were sharing the good news that Jesus Christ loves him. Jesus Christ went to the cross. He died. He suffered. He bled for your sins. And on the third day he arose. He completed the plan of salvation, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. They were sharing that good news with Sergius, but the sorcerer Elymas was withstanding them. And if we stop and we think about every time an invitation is given in a church, the invitation to come to be saved, the warfare, the battle that's going on in people's hearts and minds, for Satan is trying to withstand the truth that had just been presented to people, and he's trying to withstand them from becoming born again. He wants to keep them to being the child of Satan. He wants to keep them deceived. He wants to keep them without any hope. He wants that. And that's the same thing that Elymas was doing right here with Barnabas and Saul. So if we're not led of the Holy Spirit, if we're not prepared of the Holy Spirit, if we're not empowered by the Holy Spirit, we cannot withstand the opposition that comes up against us. And then it says in verse 9, it says, then Saul, who also was called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, that's the key. Filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him. And here in verse 10 is where Paul calls an ace an ace and a spade a spade. He says, and said, O fool of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? That's what Satan wants to do in our lives. Lost person, if you're out there, Satan is doing, giving you every excuse in the book not to make the Lord Jesus Christ your personal Savior. What you've got to do is you've got to ignore those excuses, and you've got to turn away from those excuses and humble yourself and come on a bended knee to the Lord Jesus Christ, as humble as you know how, confess the fact that you're a sinner, believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and ask Him to save you. And as the Bible says, whosoever calleth on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But Saul, I said Paul a minute ago, he hasn't officially had his name changed. But he calls Elymas the child of the devil. He calls him an enemy of all righteousness. And it says, and now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. And then in verse 12, it says, then the deputy being Sergius, when he saw what was done, believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord. Now, had Paul not truly been called by the Holy Spirit to be a missionary, being empowered by the Holy Spirit, he might have backed down from Elymas. When Elymas was trying to withstand them, he might have backed down. He might have said, it's not worth it. We'll just kick the dust off our shoes. We'll go to somebody else. It's not worth it. But no, Paul, being empowered, he was filled with the Holy Ghost. He was empowered by the Holy Ghost. He withstood that. And as a result of him not backing down, Sergius Paulus was born again. He was saved. And that's why it is yet another reason why it is so important to be called of God, to give us the power, to give us the strength and the endurance to be able to withstand and endure all the opposition that comes against us. Because, friends, we will face opposition. We will face heartache. We will face persecution. But we need that inner strength, that still small voice that is down deep in our heart that says, keep pressing on, keep pressing on. I know there's a storm at the surface of your heart. I know there's a storm in your mind. I know there's chaos going on all around you in your spirit and all of that, but that still small voice just says, keep pressing on. And friends, that's what I need. That's what you need. That's what everybody needs. But the point of the matter is, had Paul backed down from Elymas, Sergius may have never been saved. Friends, we cannot back down from opposition. We can. We must endure it. We must depend on the power of the Holy Spirit to help us stand up to it, help us endure through it for the glory and honor of God. But that's why it is so important that in whatever field of ministry you're in, that you are truly, truly called of God. Now, as I look at the clock, my time has run out. I hope something in this message has been said that is helpful to you. I love you, and I will be back with you next week. This is Joel Martin.